Good morning, Atlanta. It is the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get this second date, you'll get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Leroy. I've been looking for a woman that I've been kind of courting.
Uh-huh.
Courting through Instagram. Went in her DMs a couple of times, and I flew her down here on vacation to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm getting no response. Spent all my money on her.
Oh, man.
Can't find her, and I need you guys' help.
Wait, now, no. You know we want to do that.
So let me get this straight. You got a girl to come from out of town down here. From the sound of your voice, you do not live inside the perimeter. How far outside the perimeter?
Why do it matter?
Because if she got the Buck Tussle, Georgia, she don't want to be there. That's why she did.
I kind of live in Cobb County.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, Leroy. If you're in Cobb, you right in the side of the city, you not in Willacoochee, you be all right. Okay. What's her name, Leroy?
Her name is Tia from Virginia.
Tia from Virginia.
Okay, we're going to call Tia up, and hopefully she'll tell us a story that goes like she forgot your number, and they're all's good. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, so honestly, we know what happened. She said, thank you for the trip. Atlanta was nice. I'll talk to you later, Leroy. She done took the man to everywhere and took the man money.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Tia, please?
This is her.
Hey, Tia, you busy?
Who is this?
Okay. This is Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shawty. We on the Streets Morning Takeover.
Good
right
morning.
Here on Streets 94.5. What's up, baby?
I'm confused.
You confused? You trying to figure out why we on your phone this morning?
I'm trying to figure out who this is.
I just told you, Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shawty. You don't know us?
I think so.
Listen, Tia, we're from Streets 94.5 FM, a radio station right here in Atlanta. You're on a morning show. We have a feature that's called Second Date Update. A man called in here looking for you, Tia. He said that you're not answering the calls. He done spent all his little money on you, and he just want to know what he did wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who is looking for me? Serious?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta. He says you don't live here, but you came here to visit him. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I know who you're talking about. I do.
So, what's his name?
His name is Leroy. I'm sure Leroy's looking for me, and I'm not looking for Leroy.
Why? What happened?
We went on a date, and it just was like really awkward, and it's just weird, and I can't. I don't know. I can't date Leroy anymore. This is weird.
Oh, man. So can you just, like, tell us what happened?
I mean, it's not really that big of a deal. It was just real awkward. I mean, I'm from Virginia. And
right.
So, of course, Leroy is in Atlanta. We had met on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And just been, like, going back and forth on Instagram until we exchanged phone numbers. And we FaceTime and talk, like, every other day. And Leroy's like, oh, you know, I want to fly you out to Atlanta for a weekend. I'm like, all right, cool.
Why'd you take his money and leave?
I didn't take his money and leave. He didn't have any money, honestly, to begin with. So Leroy picked me up from the airport. He's like, he's going to take me to a hotel out in, like, Midtown Atlanta. And so we get to the hotel, and it's taking Leroy a long time to confirm the reservation for the room. And I come inside and come to find out Leroy didn't put a deposit down for the hotel room. So I'm like, okay, it's not a big deal. Put the deposit down, Leroy. And Leroy is like, he was really honest about it. He's just like, I don't have enough money for the deposit.
Oh,
and I'm like, how much does it cost? He's like, $350.
He don't have $350? How old is he?
Right.
How old is Leroy? He sounds older.
He's 36. He told me he's 36, but for a 36-year-old not to have $350 to sit down for a room that he planned is kind of a little childish. I'm thinking that we're going to go to another hotel somewhere cheaper, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
He ends up taking me to his mom's house, and I'm thinking that his mom's not there, but in fact, his mom lives there, and he wants me to stay there with his mom.
Whoa.
His mom is nice, and she's a super nice lady. But this is not what I expected for the weekend. I didn't want to be, like, you know, booed up with Leroy and his mom. And she gives me her guest room. And Leroy at night was trying to, like, sneak in to have sex. So it was weird.
Okay.
He had pictures of his family on the wall and stuff. It just was so weird.
Well, we have the weirdo Leroy right here.
We actually got him on the phone.
That's how the show works. He's been listening.
And he heard everything.
Now, this is what I'm trying to say. She's trying to act like I had no money. But I had a whole bunch of money because Friday I got paid. Now, the flight cost $320. Then all the little things that I did, we went to the Trap Museum. We ate. We went out to the Beltline.
So you were spending money.
I'm spending money. I'm taking her to Dantana's to eat. And I don't understand. It really sounds like you're acting like Aisha Curry.
What does that reference mean? What's Aisha Curry mean?
Because I give you the world and it's still never enough.
Okay, but what about the hotel? How she end up staying at your mama house?
Well, I mean, the way my bank account is set up, I spent a lot of my money. And I just
now
figured,
there's no more in it. That's pretty much how everyone's bank account is set up.
Mom, it's not my mom's house. I'll take care of mom.
Right.
That was your mother's house, right?
Leroy, she just wasn't into the situation. That's as simple as that. She just wasn't into it. So, Tia, now that you've seen Leroy, you see what his situation is like, and now Leroy, you know, obviously, she's not a fan of it. Do y'all want to continue to talk to each other? Leroy, you're the one who called us.
I mean, ma'am, all I could ask you is go half on me with the trip, and then I have money for a room.
Wow.
No, Leroy, I'm not going half on you for a trip that you invite me on. You're just so, You're so weird and awkward. I don't like it.
So what's it going to be, man? Is it going to be a second date or no?
No, I'll just vacation Atlanta on my own dime that I have.
She says she'll pay for her own vacation, staycation. Leroy won't be hooking back up with that thing. So they won't be getting $100 from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. But Atlanta, you can call us up and let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.